We're starting the show like this is because we're hoping the next show.
Because I had too much beer.
Annie had beer and a martini.
Welcome to show 8.
We're hoping that the next show will be a
8
joint show with
Naughty
Karate.
With Naughty Karate, these fantastic folk.
Because their theme song rivals our theme song. Anyway, so welcome to show
8.
Eight.
And I'm very excited about our musical guest this show.
I bet you are.
I am.
I'm not.
Oh.
No, I am. I love you.
You fooled me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our musical
guest
is Colleen Ampinable.
Me?
You.
Oh, my God.
You win the Miss America. You win the Grammy.
I'd like to thank my mom.
You win the Swan Pageant.
And my first grade teacher, Mrs. Ewald, who told me if you ate a hot dog, you would die.
You going to grow a hot dog tree in there or something?
She told us we would die if we ate a hot dog. And she also told us that once she got a toothpick stuck in her throat, horizontally, and she reached down and pulled it out. She was scary.
Can I just make a comment?
You can make a comment.
Your first grade teacher was a dumb bitch.
She was Mrs. Ewald, and she was 94.
When you're my 94, first grade teacher was awesome. Her name was Mrs. Lou, and she built the rocket ship for us.
With a name like Mrs. Lou, you have to be awesome, because you're just asking to be made fun of.
It was L-U-W-E. So it was different. And if you were good, then you could knock your badminton rocket down.
What? I don't think they heard that. It was on the ground, but I'll let everybody hear it now.
Colleen dropped a badminton racket because reason number 3 why Colleen's a big nerd. She has a
badminton
clarinet,
set.
A accordion, and a badminton set.
Actually, I think the new really great evidence that I'm a nerd is I broke my glasses yesterday.
Indeed.
I broke them in half. So it was basically like a side and a monocle. And I could actually wear them, but they would fall down in between. They were completely split in the middle.
It was right in the middle, the bridge over the nose part. Classic nerd style. You could have put the tape there, like a la, you know, like Harry Potter, but...
But
you don't have Hermione to come fix it for you.
I thought about putting the tape there. And I think the funniest thing is I didn't solder them together very evenly. So I look evil because they're both kind of turned upwards. So it looks like I'm like, hello.
Yeah, they're kind of like fanned forwards too. Like this towards the nose, they go inward towards your face. And towards the ear, they go outwards away from your face. And so they kind of are convex.
My glasses are convexed. Actually, I think you win the nerd award. Even though I soldered my glasses together, you just started talking about, like, physics with my glasses.
Well, Colleen, we're friends for a reason, I'm afraid.
That is true. Because we're best baton twirlers in the world!
Don't hurt yourself.
I think actually you're more in danger right now than I am. Yeah, but like we were saying, I am the musical guest. Not because we didn't have other musical guests lined up, we did, but I really wanted to show a couple songs.
Colleen has some funny shit, let's put it that way.
Yes, I have some funny background.
So let's just say that, Colleen, you know, I know you all listen to this show, and you feel like you're, like, friends with us because it's really casual and everything, but...
I mean, you are.
The truth is...
If you added Annie on MySpace last show.
Colleen is a star. Colleen, honest to God, people, Colleen was up for a Grammy one time.
I was up for a Grammy. And that is not a joke. I don't.
We're actually not kidding.
Yeah. So, I was not. It wasn't my album. It wasn't like, you know, Colleen Ampinable sings.
It wasn't like a solo.
Yeah. I sang.
You didn't even write it.
No, I sang backup in a song that wound up being on an album that was.
It wasn't even like a cool high competition category. It was polka.
Yeah. So the story is, my dad has a recording studio in upstate New York, in Walden, New York, actually. For any of you peeps over there, word. Don't look at me like that. That's what it was.
Walden in the house.
Walden. It's not the Rose Walden. It's much worse.
I assume it's not the Henry David Thoreau Walden.
That's what I just said.
That's Rose?
Thoreau's.
Oh, Thoreau.
Thoreau's.
I thought you said the Rose.
The Rose.
As opposed to
Thoreau. You know that you are my hero. Is that from the Rose?
That's not from the... Well, that's the Wind Beneath My Wings. The Rose is like...
Did you ever know that you're a flower? Oh, wait, I remember the rose now.
It is the river.
You're everything I would like to
You're still singing Wind Beneath My Wings.
I like a cookie and some powdered sugar. On funnel cake,
you
the
crack
I want to
beneath
eat.
My nose.
All right, so as you could tell, I'm an amazing singer. we actually threatened, I believe, in the second show that I was going to be the musical guest, and we laughed and said, oh, Colleen's a musical guest. And then I started to tell Annie the story and say, well, you know, I was actually nominated for a Grammy once, and Annie's like, ha, 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 yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what I sound like, people.
It is. For a second, you were probably confused.
During the show, I bust out with English, but the rest of the time, I speak entirely in old school
cartoon
grunty talk.
Yes, so that's Annie. But what the story was, my dad had this recording studio and this band called the Round Kurowski Orchestra that was a polka band recorded an album up there. And they had this one song that they... needed some female voices for the background. And it's... I don't even know if I should explain this song that much. Should we just...
Oh, explain this shit. This is fun.
All right. The song is called Come Join Our Polka Party. And it was about this group of people that were having a polka party, and they wanted people to, like, join them. And I was one of the people that was like, hell yeah, I'm joining this polka party. Word! And
there's nothing better to do on a Saturday night than
join a polka party.
Polka party.
Yeah. And actually, there's a very sad ending to the polka party song. Basically,
I feel like it wouldn't be complete unless you told it.
All right, I shall tell it. I was joking around. I found out they were nominated. The story is they were nominated for the Grammy every year. This band was notoriously nominated for the Polka Grammy and never won. There's a guy called Jimmy Sturr. Jimmy Sturr is also known as the Polka King. And that's because Jimmy Sturr wins the Polka Grammy every fucking year. And I didn't know this at the time because, although I was into polka, I wasn't, like, you know, reading the polka mags.
How old were you?
I was, like, 14. I was old enough to know better than to like polka, but I still love polka. But, so I asked them, I was like, yeah, if we win, are we going to get, like, Grammy keychains or something? Like, all excited. And the guy who was in charge, like, looked at me dead in the face, and he was like, we're not going to win. Jimmy Sturr's going to win. And he, like, walked away with, like, Deathstone eyes. And,
Deathstone
eyes. Stone Cold Steve Austin eyes.
Stone Cold Phillips.
Stone Cold Creamery
Cold Stone
head.
Phillips.
Stone eyes.
By the way, people, check out NaughtyKarate.com.
And you might get the
continue with the story.
Yes, I can't get out of this voice. Shit. Alright, so this man. So Ron Kurowski. And I used to always be really into polka because it was the happiest music in the world. You could be in the worst mood and listen to polka.
Try it up there with, like, mariachi.
Yeah. Mariachi and flamenco, I feel, is very happy.
Flamingo?
No, flamingos, like the birds. Oh. I'm like, look at them! They look so happy!
They're pink!
They're so on one leg. You're a flamingo, baby. You stand on one leg. You're a flamingo, baby. You hatch from an egg.
Is that from a song?
It actually is. It's a Violent Femmes song that's not very well known.
Like.
It's actually one of my favorite Violent Femmes songs of all time. But the ending of the story is that Ron Kurowski, who was the head of this polka band, I actually called up my dad to be like, hey, Dad, do you think we could play that polka song on the show? You know, I know you recorded it. Do you think you can ask them permission and stuff? And I found out that it wasn't a big deal to get permission because Ron Kurowski actually committed suicide. He shot himself. So polka music may not be the happiest music in the world. It was a cold day. Ron Kurowski had just written his opus of pocus. Ka. Poka. He knew he could do it more and more. They weren't going to give him the fucking Grammy. So he found a young 14-year-old girl with vocal cords like an angel.
Named Shelley Neffenable.
And she sang. And she sang. And then she had to redo it because she kept laughing. She laughed a lot. And this is the song.
Thank you.
I'm still kind of laughing about that song that Annie and I did right before the polka song.
It wasn't even a song. It was just like an intro.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm glad I have instruments.
At our disposal.
Indeedly. Oh, you know what you didn't mention? You have a piano.
Oh, I do have a piano. Last show we were talking about the instruments we had. Yes, I've talked about the light-up piano before.
You have.
The Satan's
That's true.
Piano.
And you know what else you have?
I believe it was from Home
Shop Bottles.
I do. And Heineken. I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it. I'm like, and Heineken. We're a jug band. Actually, we're a bottle band.
Are you ready? Okay, you have to do it when I'm not doing it.
No, I was playing Ice Ice Baby. I thought you were doing the backup. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Come join a polka party. Yeah, you probably can't even hear my voice, but I was like so far in the back because I just kept giggling. I was like, come join our polka party.
You're so funny.
I'm going to get a Grammy. Yeah, I didn't get a Grammy. Maybe one day I'll be nominated for a Grammy for
FluffinBrooklyn.com.
For FluffinBrooklyn.com.
For Fluffin Radio Review.
Maybe one day there will be a podcast Grammy, and Annie and I shall share it.
You know what I never mentioned last episode? My other great instrument? Aside from, like, my drum pad with,
finger cymbals.
Sad-ass, whisk drum.
Plungers on your feet.
Things. No? Ukulele.
Ooh.
I got me a uke. Granted, it's a, like, cheap-ass $40 Guitar Center uke, and it's not, like, a nice one, but it's still a uke, people.
Uke.
Recognize the uke. I can play two songs, and they're both by Bitchin' Animal.
Bitchin'.
Because they're the only band that I know that use ukulele.
So, it's getting very close to Halloween.
Yeah, Colleen, it is.
So do you know what you're going to be this year?
I don't know, but I think it's going to involve a lot of femininity.
Mm.
I'm going for the prom dress and a big wig, and we'll see.
That sounds kind of awesome.
Lots of makeup. It's the first time I've done something really effeminate.
Ah.
Usually it's like, I'm pretty butch all year, but now is my chance to be really butch.
By dressing up as, I gotcha. Like, the fact that I went as Rocco Ravioli last year, I was quite butch myself.
That was pretty butch, yeah.
I went as, it was a very complicated costume. I had a name tag that said, hello, my name is Rocco Ravioli, strongman / time traveler / shoe salesman. And my background story was that I really wanted to go as a strongman from the 1840s. So I had the mustache, I had the two curls on my forehead, you know, the slicked back hair. But I couldn't find a strongman costume, so I decided to just wear, you know, a suit and tie. And then to say that I was a strongman from the 1840s that accidentally got in a time travel machine that is stuck in the future and is forced to sell shoes to survive.
Right.
So that was my Halloween costume, which a lot of people didn't get.
I wonder why.
I don't know why. This year's
That's not
costume,
complicated at all.
I was gonna say, I have another equally as complicated costume this year I want to do, which is the Where's Waldo costume. But I don't want to be Waldo. I want to be the person in front of Waldo so that I'll be wearing normal clothes, but there'll be, like, part of Waldo sticking out from behind my back.
How are you going to do that?
A cardboard cut out of, like, his head or something, like, attached to my back.
like a glove with his hand and, like, part of a red and white stripe sleeve.
But so what was the best Halloween costume you ever had when you were a little kid, though?
Oh, little kid, well, okay. Actually, I did have one really awesome little kid costume. When I was in kindergarten, I was Jem.
You were Jem?
I was Jem.
Wow.
My mom spray painted my hair pink.
Contagious.
I had a little microphone.
Totally.
All of the teachers, like none of the other kids thought it was cool, but all of the teachers were like, oh, isn't that so cute? And they thought I was like the most darling thing they'd ever seen. I was like the fucking
Jem.
What is it called when you're like the belle at the ball. I was
the
belle at
the ball.
At elementary school,
actually,
as we were, like, walking back, because I was a little kid with pink hair.
Even more a belle of the ball than when we went as the White Russian to Lebowski Fest?
Equivalently so, except for I wasn't part of a duo, so possibly
true.
More.
That was an awesome costume.
But we were definitely up there
that
with
actually,
that one.
I'm hearing that happened last weekend. But Lebowski Fest we went to last summer.
Which is where you go bowling with other big Lebowski fans.
It was awesome! And they have a costume contest, and, you know, most people just dressed up as people from the movie, but I had an idea.
We decided to be a big pun.
Yeah, so basically we just got t-shirts, and we got little letters, and we ironed on letters that said, And he had one that said white with an arrow going
white.
Up.
I'm really quite unmistakably white.
And then I had an arrow that said Russian going up.
No, you're not actually Russian, but look like you could be.
Yeah, I look like I could pass more for Russian than you could.
Certainly.
So, but when we stood next to each other, we were a white Russian.
Mm.
A.K.A. what he drank, the dude.
A white Russian.
And the real dude was there, and he was,
Oh, yeah, not actually a guy from the movie, but actually the
guy that inspired.
Guy who was
the dude.
Inspired the dude, yeah.
Yeah. And he was pretty much what you'd expect. He was burnt out man in a Hawaiian shirt.
Totally.
He was the dude.
Kind of underwhelming.
And, yeah, so everybody should go, and next time you watch that movie, you should have a dress-up party. I was actually thinking that if I went again this year, I would go as Walter's bag of dirty underwear. When they had the competition at the one we went to, this one guy was dressed up as the can of ashes.
Which is pretty good.
Fantastic, like, giant Folgers can, and he had his hair all, like, grayed out, and his face grayed out, so he looked like he was, like, covered in cremated,
person.
Steve Buscemi. You look like you got Steve Buscemi all over you. Why, thank you!
Now that we've totally alienated everybody, all
who
two...
Who doesn't like the Big Lebowski?
Audience members.
But if you've never seen the movie, you should go and see the movie.
Indeed, it's quite an enjoyable movie.
Yes.
So.
Yes?
Speaking of Halloween costumes, have you ever had a good adult Halloween costume? Not a little kid, but adult. Or little kid. I guess we didn't really get into your little kid costumes. But I have an adult costume that I want to get into, so...
I was a dead Republican housewife one year with a spatula going through my head with blood coming off of it.
That's pretty good.
And I marched in the Halloween parade with a dead Republican husband who was in a business suit with a pencil going through his head. I had this Carol Burnett tight blonde wig and glasses and a London apron that had a big, you know, the London guard on it with the big fuzzy hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked down the street yelling at everyone that they were trashy and they were going to hell. And and then we had our dead raver daughter, who was my college roommate, and she was basically like, you know, in all the raver gear, but she whited out her face and had the black eyes. So we were a dead Republican family.
Nice.
It's pretty good. How about you?
My best adult Halloween costume was Kurt Cobain post-suicide.
Oh, that's painful.
I had a gigantic... oozy gash at the back of my head. It was awesome.
You would have been perfect for a couple friends of mine a year ago had a dead celebrities party for Halloween. You had to go as a dead celebrity, but you couldn't just go as a celebrity. Like, if you went as Elvis, you had to have, like, a toilet attached to your ass.
Yeah.
You know, if you went as, you know, Sonny, you had to have a tree.
Skis on, at least.
Yeah, there was a lot of really tacky things. There was a...
That's so awesome.
What's her name from Mamas and the Papas? Is that...
Yeah. Mama Cass.
Mama Cass. So this girl was walking around...
With a ham
looking
sandwich.
Looking dead with a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
There was also a Eric Clapton son. That's awful, right?
That might be a little over the line.
Which is basically someone with a window next to their head, like, just attached to them, so it looked like they were about to fall out the window. It was a pretty, really politically incorrect party. kind of like the politically incorrect video games I want to make. I really want to make a Steel Magnolias video game.
What would that include?
Basically, you just walk around finding chunks of hair.
Hot.
I'm going, at least for once, we don't have a musical guest that's going to listen to this show specifically. Be like, oh my god, these are the worst human beings in the world. Unless I listen and say, oh my god, I'm the worst human being in the world.
Which you are, but that's never stopped you before.
Not tonight. Do-do-do. I actually, my Halloween costumes growing up were fairly boring, because I was Chinese for I don't know how many years, because all right, but
I have a Halloween costume that really actually rivals your Chinese costume.
What's that?
In terms of
politically incorrectness?
No, Freudian something.
Were you a Freudian?
Embarrassing
slip?
Now.
Oh, what?
So you know, have you ever seen But I'm a Cheerleader?
Yes.
So you know how they're like looking for their root. So I think my route must have happened early, because I remember one time in middle school, I totally went as a gentleman ghost, which was like just being a ghost, but I had like a tie and a top hat, which made it masculine.
Kind of like the top hat you're wearing right now.
Kind of.
Yeah. As opposed to my...
I don't know why I'm insane, but I am.
That's okay. My sister once went as a mummy, and we never bought costumes growing up.
The mummy have a tie and a top hat and a cane with a silver top?
No, though Kathleen would have worn that at one point.
Why did I think that was a good idea? I don't know. I'm going to jump out the window now. Unfortunately, we're on the in the basement.
So you have to actually jump up to hit the ground.
I have to climb out and then land on the ground.
Well, you could jump out and then roll back in. Because there's a good 3 feet drop from my window. It's ground level to the floor.
I totally forgot I had this medal on. I looked in the mirror and I was like, what the hell is on my neck?
Colleen's an Olympian tonight.
I'm an Olympian. I'm
She's got a headband on. And she all looks like straight up like that guy from
Royal
Hot
Tenenbaums.
American Summer.
Oh, actually, I do look a bit like Michael Showalter.
Yeah, Michael Showalter, who's got the headband.
Yes, I don't have the half shirt, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately not. And she doesn't have the can of soup and the cook, but she's got...
Voiced by John H. Benjamin, who I...
She's got a badminton racket and a plastic gold medal.
Because I'm a winner. So, actually, I want to play two things.
Yes, ma'am. Why don't you set up our next song for us?
Okay, the next song. This is part of a song from a play I did. And this is actually me singing. It's a play called The Whole Lot of BS... And the big joke with this play is that in the middle of the play, which is not a musical, a giant musical number breaks out. And not only that, but these characters in the play are trying to write a movie, and very unsuccessfully. So they say, well, why don't we just start to pick ideas from a hat? You know, we'll write movie types, and then we'll write character types, and we'll pick it out, and then we'll write from there. So the first thing they pick is sci-fi. And the next thing they pick is lead female character. And the next thing they picked is convict. Prison. Prison is the setting. So they had to write a sci-fi female convict movie.
Okay.
And this musical number is what they came up with. I'm sitting on death row, baby. Writing to you, my dear love. I'm sitting on death row, baby. I'm really mostly innocent, I swear. I'm sitting on death row, baby. They won't retry my case, oh love. I'm sitting on death row, baby. Just because I killed that old lady. Hit her in the head with a frying pan, folded her up in a garbage can, went in her house and killed all her cats and relieved myself on the welcome mat. I'm sitting on death row, baby. Well, I'm sort of innocent, my dear love. I really didn't mean to kill the cats, but the judge wouldn't listen to that. It was all an experiment with a ball of Nair. Did you know that damn stuff could kill more than hair? I'm sitting on death row, baby. Writing to you, my dear love. I'm sitting on death row, baby. Wondering what that light is from above.
Aliens, 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 aliens,
aliens, aliens!
We come from the planet Mars.
Oh, hey, what the hell's with all these bars? Yeah, that was Papa Venable doing the backup vocals there. And at the end, basically, she sings the song
did you
come out and they have a giant mambo.
Did you do this when you were still in Walden, or did you do this at Wagner?
I did this my senior year of college.
Wagner at Wagner. Walden.
Yes,
Wagner or Walden. You went from one two-syllable W word to another.
And I'm in Brooklyn.
Which is totally different.
Actually, in the real play, I did not play this role. It was played by one of my really good friends, Carolyn. I was the alien, though, so I came out, and my only line, which you can't really tell very well in this, was, "We come from the planet Mars." And then I would cough and pretend like I had just lost my voice and go, "Hey, what the hell's with all these bars?" And then I would mambo, and I would basically grab people and make them
I don't really understand the continuity there.
They were writing a sci-fi...
I'm coughing. What's with all these bars? Let's mambo.
Oh, it was
I really don't get it.
It was like, hey, we're from the planet Mars. We're here to party. why are you in cages? Here, come on out of the cages, because we're going to dance. We're going to dance like we do on Mars.
Like it's 2009.
Yeah, and actually, we're about to play a third song. Very small clip of a song, because I've had this in my head forever. And if anyone could tell me what the hell... Okay, it's a mashup. I know one song is Toxic Shock.
Toxic by Britney Spears.
By Britney Spears.
By Brooklyn Spears.
Brooklyn Spirib.
Spirib.
Okay, it's by Brooklyn Spirib, and then there's like three other songs in this thing, and
by
I have
Hose
no
Beast
idea
with the pregnancy.
Who does these songs? So if anybody listening knows, just comment, you know.
For God's sake, if you know the band or no, the movie that it's from, the sort of orchestral bit in the background. Please let me know, because I'm going insane trying
crazy
to remember, because I know this fucking shit and I can't think of what it is. Yeah. Okay, peeps, that was the song, and it's almost as good as the Naughty Karate theme song.
Eat a little, eat Naughty Karate.
That was my my mix of the Naughty Karate / Fluff theme song. Yes, yes, yes.
So anyway, so you guys should really go to... Okay, so next week we're probably going to do a Naughty Karate co-hosted show with these two peeps, and so you should check it out.
No, I actually want to give a little shout out to two other podcast folks that I really, really enjoy. One would be Ben and Joe from Ice Cream Sandwich, and all of these podcasts.
Ben and Joe from Ice Cream Sandwich, not to be confused with Ben and Jerry from Ice Cream Maker people.
Yes.
And who's the other people?
The other people are, it's actually my friend Rick and his friend Eric, and they are doing one called Neutered Otter, which is, it's all about gaming. So I don't understand part of it, but suppose it's pretty awesome for people that are into gaming, I've heard.
Well, good.
And I think Rick is awesome. He does the Meet the Posse website, which is just lots of little videos that are pretty damn hysterical. So it's all on our links page on our radio show.
Check it out.
Check it out. You should check them all out. And you could check out Mashup Town, which is where I got that song from. I am so addicted to mashups, and I know you're not supposed to like them if you have any taste, but...
Like me?
Oh.
Can't do it.
I
because you know what? The thing is with mashups, it's like they always like the part where they go from, like, the one song to the next song is, okay, so they start out playing, like, one song. Like, for instance, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett, right?
Do you?
Which is one of the ones they have on there.
Yes.
This is just a good example.
That's an awful
I can't even remember what they mixed it with. But basically, they play I Love Rock and Roll right up to the part where they get to, like, the kick-ass chorus part. The part that you
wait
for.
We Will Rock You. That's what they mixed it with.
Oh, yeah. Right and to it the was part like, where you, like, fucking wait for. And then once you get to that part, then they switch it to something
we
else.
We will. Switch it again.
And then it's so... It's like the most so anticlimactic annoying. Thing.
But you liked
on the
one I played tonight, right?
Oh, well, yeah, but that it was different. It was. Right. So, yeah. Okay. So
if they're
yeah,
done
it was
right.
a well done mix yeah. up. The problem is just when they play, like, one song, right up to the climax, yeah. and then they switch to something else. I'm like, come on. If you're going to give me foreplay, you better fucking give me some sex, because that's some bullshit. I don't like being teased like
Joan
Jett
equals sex.
You understand the metaphor.
I do understand the metaphor, and I understand what you're saying, but I will go through, like, 20 bad songs from... Because basically their podcast is they just send you, like, 3 songs a week. And you just get the song. You don't have any talking around it. It's just the song. And probably about 80% of those are awful. Mm-hmm. But the other 20%... Oh. So I suggest you guys check that out, too. And you can make fun of me for liking it. Because I'm so mainstream. I'm so normal. I can't help it.
Colleen, anything that makes you more normal is actually a good thing, because you're such a freak.
Thank you, Annie. I love you, too. I think it's time to go, so I'm going to say, this is Colleen A.F. Venable, and I like to spoon.
This is Annie Sanders, and I just wanted to say thank you for listening, and I love all you people, and thanks again.
And work on your Halloween costumes.
Halloween's coming up!
Write us in the forum. Tell them what you got. What you got. What you got. I'm done.
We're so sorry to see you go, but we hope you'll be back for more of the Fluff Radio Review.
Decided to put a soldering iron there, and I melted my glasses. Was that a snot?
You want a tissue? Yeah, I would really like a tissue right now.
Thanks.
Cut this part out and restart here. Yeah, Colleen's coming up soon. Halloween.
I think we found a blooper. Hello and welcome to the
I think so
room.
Too.
Did you find a blooper? I believe you did.